Startup Darling WeWork teeters on the brink of bankruptcy. By Lucas Nolan on November 1, 2023. WeWork, the flexible workspace solutions company that was once the darling of startup-crazed Wall Street, is facing the grim reality of bankruptcy, with its stock plummeting to new lows amid ongoing financial turmoil. The Wall Street Journal reports that WeWork, once a titan in the co-working space industry, is on the precipice of filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Sources intimate with the matter have unveiled that the company is wrestling with substantial financial uncertainties, casting shadows over its future viability. Breitbart News reported in August that WeWork was facing the prospect of bankruptcy. While the company has significantly high annual revenues, $3.245 billion in 2022, it has been fraught with controversy. Its disclosure of $47 billion of future lease obligations in 2019 amid a failed attempt to go public led to a storm of concern and criticism from investors and analysts. The antics of infamous CEO Adam Neumann added fuel to the fire. Now, there are growing concerns about the company's prospects for survival amid a slump in the commercial real estate market. WeWork's creditors are now considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the company. The company's journey has been marred by a series of financial tribulations, with the demand for its co-working spaces dwindling over the years. The coronavirus pandemic further aggravated WeWork's woes, as a seismic shift towards remote working led many companies to abandon traditional office spaces. The company has faced a number of challenges for years as demand for its co-working spaces has steadily declined over time, the sources noted, highlighting the magnitude of the crisis at hand. In a telling sign of its precarious financial health, WeWork recently defaulted on interest payments owed to its bondholders. This has spurred urgent discussions with key stakeholders, including industry giants like SoftBank and Goldman Sachs, aimed at recalibrating its financial strategies and stabilizing its balance sheet. The market has reacted unfavorably to WeWork's ongoing struggles, with the company's stock price experiencing a drastic decline. The stocks are currently languishing at a dismal $1.21, marking a staggering 47% drop and setting a new 52-week low record. This is a far cry from the lofty $47 billion valuation that the company boasted in January 2019. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.